Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Eight major meat packer and livestock groups from the United States and Canada are suing USDA to block implementation of new country of origin labeling rules for meat. USDA issued new rules in late May for labeling meat cuts following a World Trade Organization ruling last year. The rule requires more information on where each of the production steps, born, raised, and slaughtered, occurred. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat for July is 703, down 3¾. September, 698, down 5¾. July soft wheat at 666¼, down 9¼. September, 671, down 6½. July corn, 709½, up 5½. September, 553½, up 1¾. December, 521¼, down a half. July soybean, 1617¼, up 4. September, 1330½, up 8. And November, 1285½, up 9½. July soybean meal, 520.80 unchanged. September, 413.60, up 450. July soybean oil, 46.84, down 24. September, 46.57, down 7. August live cattle, 122.77½, up 5. August feeders, 151.02½, down 12½. And July lean hogs, 101.75, and they are up 90. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning.
So the question is, to what do we owe the strong showing that corn has put in the next few days? And is it suggestive that perhaps the low that we put in this week will end up being the harvest low?
Well, I don't know. I wish I could be that optimistic, Jeff, to be absolutely honest with you. I think that we definitely saw a reaction to the weather forecast. The next 2 to 3 weeks, basically, will probably tell the story for corn. You know, that's when we are going to have a large portion of the crop pollinating. And then the only things, basically, from a weather standpoint, would be the fill time, and that'll be less severe, and then whether there's going to be frost coming down the road. I think that it was helpful today to see China come in by 120,000 tons of corn. You know, that says that this is, obviously, they consider this to be somewhat of a competitive price. And there's just not enough that we know about the corn crop at this stage. I mean, there's a lot of places that is absolutely beautiful. And the fact that we have not had major threatening temperatures has really kept it moving along. And it can't catch up, but it's moving better than what we would have thought it would. But tomorrow's report is going to probably set the tone for everything. And, you know, the trade, Dave, very much looking for a lower yield for next year. And I'm just not so certain that the USDA is going to give them what they want.
In fact, might they even increase the yield on this report?
Well, you know, I guess anything can happen. WASDE, when they put their numbers together for tomorrow, are going to be looking at trend line yields. They're going to adjust it for crop progress, in other words, how slow we planted, and then they're going to adjust it for crop ratings. And so everything will depend upon where we're deviating off of other years. But I don't think so much raising it as doing nothing with it is likely, because they just don't have much information. I'm not sure I'll have put any credence into any number they put out there if they do raise it or if they do lower it, because I just don't think there's enough information as to where this crop is really at. And so other than that, you know, the rest of the report looks pretty mundane, very few changes other than corn. And so we'll have to see once, I guess, at 11 tomorrow what it really tells us.
Does USDA do anything on demand side tomorrow?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, I think that you know, I'm not certain they have enough there to be able to do something on the demand side. The part that's a little scary is where the sugar prices are, and will they actually lower the ethanol demand? That is something that I don't think anybody's thinking too much about, but it is reality. They are starting to manufacture more more sugar ethanol in Brazil, and they've been a big importer of our ethanol. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think they should raise exports just yet, even though we've had China buying some corn, because they've already raised them 600 million bushels. So they're going to have to really go to be able to get that. And I'm not, I don't want people to think that. I just think the world is coming to an end. But I do think we have to be realistic about the fact that they've added so much to demand. And we have a big, big target ahead of us to be able to reach what they've said we're going to do.
So if I'm reading between the lines of what you've told me, you're suggesting that tomorrow's report, as it at least on the ending stocks, as it relates to corn, is not going to really move the market one way or another very much.
Well, you know, if we drop 44 million bushels out of 12-13 crop, I think everybody's expectation is that September is going to go. When you look at the spread between the September and the July contract right now, it's what, $1.56.
Yes.
People are going to expect that to go up. Now, the one thing you have to be realistic about is basis at the moment is $1.55 over the September. Now that they've started to actually pay off the September, they're pretty much paying where the July board is. So will we see the same thing that we saw on the July contract early on? And that was, it disappointed continuously, and that was because the basis was so good in the countryside, it attracted sales, and then the buyer of the corn now sells the market to protect himself from having paid too much. And so I think that's one thing that's sitting in the background. I think another thing in the background that we're not thinking about perhaps is wheat. And competition to old crop corn from wheat, I still think that's the wild card. People are just having a horrible time trying to get wheat off because of moisture. And, you know, if you rain on mature wheat, I'll tell you what, it becomes feed wheat is what it does. And even though the price span is very large between the two, if you need to feed something, you're going to feed whatever you can get your hands on.
We should have a comment or two about soybeans before I let you go. And what I wonder is, when July goes off the board on Friday, will August show a bigger spread in November going forward?
I think it will. I'm bullish beans in a lot of ways, and primarily because beans truly have extremely tight stocks, both when you look at 12-13 and 13-14 going in. They didn't have all of the added demand built in. They didn't have all the things that USDA can eventually take out. And so I do think that we'll see that August beans go up to the, you know, $15 mark and continue to, you know, try and attract sales, even though I don't think there's a lot out there. And the other thing in the background on new crop beans is, you know, the beans that have been going in just lately out in Iowa and Minnesota, you know, they really only have about 60 days of good weather here until we start going the other direction. And beans are... they mature according to sunlight, not according to heat like corn does. And so as soon as your sunlight goes the other way, it starts to signal your beans, you're done. And so I think in the bigger picture, beans have probably got the greater potential. And, yes, I do think that the old crop stocks are so tight that we will see the August try and move forward and get to the higher levels just like we've seen July.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 709.5, up 5.5. September, 554, now 53.75, up 2. December, 521.5, down 0.25. July soybeans, 1621, up 7.75. September, 1332, up 9.5. November, 1287.5, up 11.25. July soybean meal, 520.80, unchanged. September, 41390, up 480. July soybean oil, 46.86, down 22. And September, 46.62, down 2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.